Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and it is a joy to be having you with us today and each and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. As you know, we started on blogtalkradio.com about 7 or 8 months ago. Actually, we resumed airing Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show through Blog Talk, and we are so excited about what has been happening, reaching many, many more people, and you all are the reason that we do Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And on that note, you are actually the reason that our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our national, international, full-size newspaper that you have been hearing about for quite a while. Why the newspaper exists. If it wasn't for all of you, none of this would exist. And these 24 plus years, is a way to look at everything that has happened, because when you have something that's been given to you, and this is how Tom and I look at this, Tom is my business partner, we look at it as a true mission that put us together 24 years ago to begin sharing preventive natural health, personal growth, positive news, meeting so many people around the globe. And also, we have been getting many more emails from you. We appreciate those. We want to say thank you so much. I just read one this morning that said, we really appreciate all that we are hearing on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. We appreciate your interviews and the quality people that you are interviewing, and please keep up the good work. So it's little notes like that that do keep us going. So we want to thank Jill, actually, for that, and we look forward to hearing more from all of you. The Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral newspaper. As you've heard me mention a little bit, we have been publishing for about 24 years. Most recently, it has gone to a 36-page full-size newspaper, and we are quite blessed because we have the best of both worlds, which means it is a physical in-hand newspaper as well as online for the world to be able to pull up and read and experience and to benefit from. And, of course, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is another branch of what we do. And the show has been being produced for about 20 years on different stations throughout the country. And we just felt that Blog Talk Radio would be a great way to reach even more people. So it has been a very wise choice. And when we think about the many others who are on Blog Talk, such as Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, just lots of beautiful people, we know that it is an energy on Blog Talk that draws a lot of conscious people and people who are wanting to be more conscious. The International Natural Health and Foods Expo that you have heard us talk about briefly as well is going into its 16th year, and that 16th year is going to be happening at the Orlando Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. That is April 5th through 7th of 2013. Yes, you heard that year right, 2013. So we're a little less than a year away. And it will be continue to be an exposition that brings together lots of like-minded people, people who are wanting to let others know about their missions and their services and their profession and their products and all of that. It is a consumer show. Of course, when I say consumer show, it's also, I would say, the kinds of businesses that attend. You know, I always have to say that it's a combination consumer and business networking type show. So as you're hearing this, we do have a wonderful new site that we have up and running. So if you are interested in more information about the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, scheduled for April 5th through 7th of 2013 in Orlando, Florida at the Convention Center, you can simply go to www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. Again, that's healthandspiritnetwork.com. You will see the different things you can click on, including a form that you can pull up and fill out. There's no commitment, of course. Just fill out your interests, and then we will respond to you accordingly. And again, that new website is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. And I want to take this time also to thank our dear, dear friend and associate Ann Anderson and Lawrence Bake for their efforts. Ann is the one who put this beautiful site together. So I want to make sure that I just acknowledge that, because she is such a brilliant lady when it comes to all of this kind of thing. You know that saying that we all have our gifts and our talents, and those are the areas that we should be expressing in. Well, that's definitely one of hers, because I don't claim it. All right. I know that we do have our guest that we're going to be interviewing on hold, and I will be going to Bruce Stanton in one moment. So, again, any information that you need, any comments or questions, feel free to contact us, and I'll give you that contact info. The phone number is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. And an email address, there are several, but one of them is marciacm@yahoo.com. I'll spell that for you. M as in Marie, A-R-C-H-I-A-C-M as in Marie, @yahoo.com. So it's marciacm@yahoo.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. There is a special saying that I would like to share with you, and it's just very well said, and I love it. So I thought I would once again share it with you. It says, "I am the gardener who has nurtured my body and soul with essential nutrients and a healthy lifestyle." Much like the saying that goes, "April showers bring May flowers." I am enjoying the fruits of my own caretaking. Everything in my life is coming up daisies. And I don't have who the person is who once said that, but I do know that it is a favorite one of mine and many, so I thought I would share that with you. All right. Again, we are in the process of sharing Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show with you, and we have a wonderful interview today. And this person is someone that we sat with several weeks ago at the Chautauqua Institution in Athenaeum Hotel. And it was a wonderful meeting. It lent to many beautiful things that have been developing, and we felt it would be great to go ahead and invite Bruce Stanton on for Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. Bruce, are you there?
I am, Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, thank you. As I had you on hold, were you able to hear me?
I was, absolutely.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I'm sort of running this board myself today, so I just wanted to make sure. Bruce, you and all of you at the, and please tell me, am I pronouncing the hotel correctly? Is it pronounced the Athenaeum Hotel?
You're almost correct. It's actually pronounced Athenaeum. It is a Greek, it's derived from the Greek term for house of learning.
Wow. Okay. You know what? I'm so happy that I asked that because I don't know if I actually heard anybody, you know, pronounce it, even whenever I was there, when Tom and I were there. So thanks for that. I will do my best to pronounce it as such. Okay. I had been talking with someone earlier this morning, and they were asking me about the interview today. And I didn't want to give them, his name was Jeff, actually, I didn't want to give Jeff too much information, but he had called me because he had heard a little bit about something of our affiliation with the, you know, Chautauqua Institute and the hotel. And he knows of Chautauqua Institute, and he was thrilled. And he said, wow, he said, this is a great opportunity to, mainly what he said that stood out for me, Bruce, was, it's such a great way to help give, you know, even more exposure to the Chautauqua Institute and the hotel in such a quality way through what you guys are doing. And these were his words, you know, to me. And I just went, aw. I thought it was a great, just a nice gesture for him to actually share and to say that. So can you tell a little bit about just what the hotel represents in the whole scheme of the Chautauqua Institute?
Sure. The hotel was actually built in 1881, and the Chautauqua Institution was started in 1874, and it began as a summer camp for continuing education for Sunday school teachers was the main premise. And over the first few years, they recognized that there was this real thirst for continuing education and learning in general, and they were getting all these people to be coming here for the summer. And in the early going, it was only a few weeks during the summer, but that eventually evolved to the whole summer. And, in that first few years, as the popularity was increasing and people were able to come here and learn over the course of a summer and be exposed to the arts and culture and just a chance for renewal and spiritual renewal, they realized that they needed a hotel. What they, at that time, it had been really a summer encampment, which was basically tents on wooden platforms, and they endeavored to build this very large Victorian-style hotel, which in itself is really a landmark and an icon for Western New York State, and certainly is one of the jewels of the Chautauqua Institution grounds, because we have been serving guests since 1881, and we're still serving guests today, and we're getting ready for our 131st season here at the hotel. And so we serve, really the institution program. We are the place where if people are coming here and they don't own a home, or they're not going to rent a condo, or they're not going to stay in a denominational house and they're looking for accommodations, we really see ourselves as the premier destination on the grounds for someone who wants to come and partake in the Chautauqua experience.
Well,
we have 100.
Go ahead. I was going to say that whenever I had read initially back before we even met with you, you know, when this all started, I was just amazed. You know, just thinking back around 1881 or a little bit before that, and what things were like at that point, and to have something that presently continues to expand the way that it is, you know that it's something that is good, you know, that is wanted by people. It's an energy of opening. It's an energy of expansion. And I feel that that's a lot of what is going on in our world today.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're, I think that for your listeners and your readers, we're just really trying to spread the word about what's available here at Chautauqua during the summer program. It's really a buffet for one's mind, body, and soul. It's a chance to come somewhere where you can really listen to various lecture topics over the course of summer, engage yourself in the arts in a very, very, you know, intimate way. And it just really is a unique place. It's really very hard to explain.
Well, it is, Bruce. And listeners, you are listening to Mind Your Body and Spirit. We're doing an interview with Bruce Stanton, and we are talking about the Chautauqua Institute and this marvelous, marvelous hotel that has been around for 130 plus years. But Bruce, what I wanted to add to your comment just now is that until I, you know, set foot on the property, because I've talked about the whole area for a long time. I have friends who have gone there and experienced the workshops and the hotel and everything. And, you know, I just really hadn't done that. For whatever reason. And so for me, when Tom and I pulled up and I stepped foot, you know, out of the car into the grounds, it was like, whoa. You know, I mean, I felt an energy, and it did feel like deja vu. And I know what that's about, because you all, with what you're doing there on the ground, is so similar to, you know, what the healthy referral and, you know, and the radio shows and our experiment are all about. So I believe what was being felt was such a synchronicity, and just the fact that we all connected finally and, you know, and found ourselves coming together and discussing some possibilities. It was a great day. Tom and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it and had an opportunity to walk the campus and all the grounds, and I've been reading more actually every day since then, just to understand, you know, more parts about the whole thing. And your bookstore there is magnificent.
It is. It really is fabulous, isn't it?
Oh my goodness! We walked in there, and it's like, whoa, okay, you know, there's something for everybody. And the one thing I also was just astounded about is that from the time that you're what's considered, I believe, your high season, which is starting about now into, I guess, like September or whatever, you get something like, and it's not exact, but something like approximately 170,000 people through. Is that correct?
We do. We have upwards of between 150 and 170,000 visitors annually each summer. And
wow.
We also have a on-grounds population that hovers somewhere around 6,000 to 8,000 people throughout the summer weeks.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just the idea that you know, we were coming together with a place that's making also such a statement and has been for, I have to admit, a lot longer than we, a lot longer than we have, you know, was just very, very wonderful to, you know, to come together and have that experience. So one of the things that's happening that we're thrilled about is that we're actually going to be graced by the opportunity to have the Chautauqua Institute and the hotel in this upcoming issue, which is the summer issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper. And I have to tell you that, again, this was mentioned to a couple of people, and they're like, okay, when is this coming out? You know, so lots of people are already excited about, you know, just getting their hands on a copy so that they can read even more, even though they can go online and all of that. So I just wanted you to know that. Those are the kinds of comments that, that we're getting. And, of course, you already know that because I'm sure you get that quite often.
Well, we thought certainly after, looking at the healthy referral paper and speaking with yourself and Tom that, there definitely is a great fit there with, what you're doing and what is happening here at Chautauqua. And I think your readership will certainly, when they read about what's happening here at Chautauqua, we really hope that someone will come and visit. And it's very easy to do. And like you said, everything's available online. You can go online to our homepage, which is ciweb.org. It's very easy, ciweb.org. And even on there, you'll see accommodations, and you can click on that, and they'll take you to the Effingham Hotel. You can see all of our specials. We've got specials running throughout the summer. So if someone's looking, if they've not been here before and they say, geez, I'd just like to go there for maybe two or three nights, there's good specials in place for some people to just come and try it out, see if you like it, see if it connects with you. So we're really looking to try to broaden our base here and maybe expose some new people to Chautauqua who have never been here before. Like you said yourself, you had not been here before. You've heard a lot about it. We get that all the time.
Wow.
Where people say, I've heard so much about Chautauqua, and you try to explain it to them, but it's a 9-week festival of the arts, lectures, continuing education, spirituality. We have our own symphony, our own ballet company. We have our opera. We have theater. You have over 200 special studies courses that one can take during the summer. You have recreation opportunities from Chautauqua Lake and boating to, golf and tennis and just even just walking the grounds. And so there's just so much to do here, and it's beyond just, that recreational type vacation. This is somewhere where you're going to go and you're actually going to feel like you're investing yourself through self-enrichment.
Yep.
Over the course of 9 weeks.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, the one thing, too, listeners, we want you to realize that, as Bruce actually kind of mentioned, this is a place that pretty much, has everything. I mean, it has your, the main beautiful hotel that's been there for as long as everything else has. But it has, a library and post office and shops and gardens all over here and there. I mean, it's a center of its own. So when you're there, you basically have everything that you need right at your fingertips, Bruce. And that's, again, that was something that I did not realize until we were there. So
yeah, once you're inside the gates, it's all here. You don't need to go anywhere. It is a gated community, so it's very safe. Many people come here with their children. There are programs for the children, and parents can, send their kids off to the Boys and Girls Club or some of the children's programs and have time to go off on their own and not be worried about the safety of their children. There's always something going on in our amphitheater every single night. I would mention, too, that for a lot of people who might be regional and can drive to Chautauqua from wherever they're at and say, well, I don't really want to go up and stay overnight, and I'm not really sure that I know what it's about. So I encourage those people to come on Sundays. Sunday is a day where there is no gate fee to come in. We have a morning ecumenical service in our amphitheater, and in the afternoon there's always a free concert in the amphitheater. And that allows someone to come in and walk the grounds and say, geez, this is a really, this is a place I'd like to find more out about. And maybe then they take that next step to come in and spend 3 or 4 days with us and purchase the gate pass and take part in the arts and the lectures and all of that.
Well, I know that the kinds of people that connect with us in different ways, whether we're talking about, the radio show, the healthy referral newspaper, the general calls that we get on a daily and weekly basis of, you know, people who are really looking for more of this kind of environment. And the fact that, and I don't know much about this part, but just the fact that you have 6,000 to 8,000 permanent residents too, one of the first things that kind of clicks for me is, oh, how can I get to be a permanent resident? So that's another thing I know that, you know, there's just questions that people are having because they're just finding out about all this. And that's what's going to be great, because there will be many more people who really know more specifically, you know, what you're all about and what is available. And, you know, just the vibrant programs, like you mentioned, and the energy of the grounds, the season, if we can touch on this for a moment. So the main, what's called the main season, runs from approximately now into September or?
Our season begins actually 2 weeks from tomorrow is opening day. And we have been open. We do, for instance, this week we did a Rhodes Scholar program. We have a farm-to-table dinner this evening where we source all of the ingredients locally, and our chefs put together a dynamic five-course meal. Then tomorrow we have a wedding. So those are the kind of things that are happening right now, but there's a big buildup of intensity towards the opening day of the season, which is June 23rd. And that night we'll open up with a concert in the amphitheater called Under the Street Lamp, which is the music of the musical The Jersey Boys and the original cast members. And then that ushers in our nine-week season. So we'll go all the way to August 26th. And for each week of the season, there are different lecture topics. For instance, would be week one is with Roger Rosenblatt, famous poet and author, and he brings in a number of different lecturers to sit with him on the amphitheater stage. That week we actually have Julie Andrews will be with us on the Friday of that week.
Oh, wow.
So, and
wow.
She's written a book, and she'll be talking about her book and all of that. And then the next week, week two, is with Jim Lehrer, who was with the NewsHour on PBS, and he's bringing in a number of lectures that week. Week four is our topic on water, and we're in collaboration with National Geographic on that and the issues around water and what matters about water in the world. So there's some really, topics there. There's, always a week on ethics and always a week on foreign policy. And then our last week of the season is called the President's Club, and we're going to be having different lecturers that had various connections to former presidential administrations. And they'll be able to talk about what it was like to be connected with those presidents and those administrations. So you have all those lecture topics. Those lectures take place throughout the day. There's always a 2 o'clock lecture in the Hall of Philosophy as well. Our main lecture is at 10:45 in the amphitheater, but there's always a 2 o'clock lecture in the Hall of Philosophy, and that's given by the Department of Religion. So that sometimes brings in more of a spiritual context to things. And then, of course, like I said, every night there's something going on in the amphitheater, whether it's, one night a week we have a more of a family entertainment that's on Wednesdays. Friday nights are our headline entertainment. Like I say, we open up with Under the Street Lamp. We have Vince Gill. We have Scotty McCreery, a former Idol winner, American Idol winner.
Right.
Diana Krall is going to be here. Roger Hodgson, who was with Supertramp, is going to be here. So one could go on and look at the whole calendar. But so you always have that on Friday nights. And then we have opera, and we also have theater. And we have great theater performances, and they're top-notch. And so one can go from literally, I see people who get up in the morning, they go to that 7 o'clock yoga class. Then they go, do something else, and then they go to the lecture and they have lunch, and then they spend the afternoon going to the next lecture and maybe doing something relaxing, and then they have dinner and they go to the amphitheater. So it's a very busy time if you want it to be. But it's really a la carte in the sense that you can pick and choose how much you really want to do.
Mm-hmm. And Bruce, if there's somebody listening who, you know, is hearing all these wonderful things that are available and that are going on, and they are a person who, you know, has something to offer, such as a workshop, or who may even be an author, et cetera, et cetera. How do they, you know, make the connection? And do you consider, is this how you consider, or one of the ways that you consider additional seminars and workshops and things like that going on the ground?
Well, we have a process for that where each year there's a process by which applications are made for, let's say, special studies programs. And we have a number of people that come up and spend a week teaching a special studies program. It could be everything from yoga to meditation to philosophy to computer-type programs to self-enrichment to all those, you know, things related to self-enrichment type workshops. And there's a process. One would have to go through the Department of Education here at Chautauqua. They submit an application and let them know what workshop they're proposing to, teach, instruct for a week during the season. And then if they're accepted, they go through a process, and then they end up in our special studies catalog. And that catalog comes out early every spring so that people can go through and pick what classes they want to take part in.
Okay. Well, that was definitely one of the questions that came up in a conversation that I was having with someone. So I thought I would ask that, because I really didn't, again, I didn't read as extensively as I planned to find out some of the answers to things like that. So I'm sure that actually Sue will appreciate hearing, you know, that information. So thank you for that. And there's another thing that I found very, very fascinating about the hotel is that you operate on what's called the American Plan, where, you know, your room that you get at the hotel includes three meals daily. And actually, you know, no tipping is expected the way that it's said in your information. Mm-hmm. And I found that absolutely amazing. So can you tell a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, we've been an American Plan hotel for a very, very long time. And it just, you know, makes it easier for our guests to know that they take all their meals in our main dining room. When you look at the rate per night, which ranges anywhere from, say, upper $200 for a single person to, double that over for. Right now, we have a special package in place for $249 per person, which includes the overhead accommodations and three meals a day and all of your service charges. So tipping is not expected at all. And so when you look at that value of having what is a a la carte or buffet breakfast, we have a wonderful breakfast program, and then a grand buffet brunch Monday through Saturday. We have a grand buffet brunch, which where we do champagne on Sundays. And then we have a four-course nightly dinner that changes nightly over the course of a week and then repeats. And we do put in some other daily features with that. So one can come in and pay this rate, and everything's taken care of. All of your accommodations, your service charges, you don't have to leave gratuities for the service staff. We do that in a way because it creates a very fair and equitable situation for all of our service staff, which is predominantly college-age students, because we're only really doing this for 9 weeks during the summer. So these are college-age students that come in and spend their summer with us, and they work really hard, and they provide genuine hospitality. The only additional cost that you would have in that would be, obviously, your alcohol. We do serve beer and wine with lunch and dinner, so that is extra. That's not included in the price. And then but everything else is your service charges, your taxes, everything. And in some cases, on certain weeks, we do even have specials where we include the gate fee. So it can be a very economical way for someone go online, www.ciweb.org, go to the accommodations. You'll see the red or maroon button for the F&M Hotel. They'll list our specials. There's some great specials on there if someone wants to try this for the first time and says, geez, I want to do this a little bit more economically and see what it's like. It's really a great value with all that taken care of.
And not that you know, you want to spend time talking necessarily about yourself, but I would love for you just to take a few minutes to share just how did you come to be a part of all that exists there at the moment with the hotel?
Well, I was one of those people who was going to college and working in a restaurant. I started working in a restaurant while I was still in high school doing dishes, and before I knew it, by the time I was in my early 20s, I was actually cooking, and while I was going to college, helping pay my way through college, and I was ended up finding out that hospitality was really where I wanted to be, and so I spent a number of years at a very nice, fine white tablecloth restaurant, and we did a lot of catering, and then throughout the process, worked my way through another position, which was a little bit more of a management end, then came here to Chautauqua, actually, what was 19 summers ago. And my role when I came here was to work on number one, developing our food service program, and then developing our off-season business, which did not exist back in 1994. The hotel had only been here to serve the 9 weeks of the summer in the Chautauqua program. So now we actually open the hotel at the end of April, and we close at the very end of October. And those off-season weeks, we do, as I said, a lot of conferences, meetings, weddings, banquets, those kind of events. So I've worked here for 19 summers now, and the last this will be my 10th as general manager, and I feel as though I've invested the better part of my career here at Chautauqua. There's no better place to do that. It truly is a wonderful, almost like utopian type of place. And while we work very hard to do what we do over the course of a 9 week summer, it's nice to be in a place like this and being able to serve guests who are here to really, do something for themselves for the summer, and not just their body and recreation, but actually for their mind. And I think of the history that we have in this hotel and all the conversations that have taken place here during good times and bad. And so that's how I came to be.
Well, it sounds a lot like almost like a family type of energy, because for you to, what I'm hearing as you talk is you are equally as appreciative where you are at this moment as you were through the years. And when we can say that about something in our life, that's really good. That is really good.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Yeah. So, is there, I know I have a phone number also, but do you want to give a phone number or
would
you rather?
Yeah, let me go ahead and give everybody the phone number here at the F&M Hotel, which is 1-800-821-1881. That's the year 1881. That's the year we were built. So it's 1-800-821-1881. And I encourage anyone, even if you just want more information, you're thinking about, geez, I'd like to really go try out Chautauqua Institution, see what it's like. Let me call the hotel. I have a couple of questions. Our reservationist in our office will be more than happy to answer some applications. And I really do enjoy the opportunity to spend this time with you this evening.
Well, absolutely, Bruce. And there is one other comment that came in, and that is, the question is, how is the environment for children?
The environment for children is absolutely unmatched. Like I said before, it's a gated community. We have children's programs all the way from the children's school where the very young ones go, up to the Boys and Girls Club where there's programs for boys and girls upwards of, you know, from like 11, 12 upwards to, you know, 16, 17 years old. And then, of course, even the college-age students have what they call the college club. So there's things going on there. Many people even enroll their children in classes and special studies programs with them. So it's a very intergenerational experience. It's one that, you know, you can bring your kids here and really, enjoy this, enjoy the culture and enjoy the education with your children and expose them. I mean, you'll see children that'll come into the amphitheater and with their parents, and they'll listen to, maybe five or six songs of the symphony, and then in a break they'll go out and they'll go off and they'll do their own thing. And while they didn't sit through the whole symphony, they were exposed to it. They were actually exposed to that symphony. And there's certainly a lot of exposure to all of the arts, be it the music and theater, but also the visual arts. We have a great visual arts program here. We have a great gallery. We have gallery exhibits going on all summer long. So there's just so many ways to expose your children to what is really truly a lot of the good things in life here. This is the preeminent model of lifelong learning and started right here 1874, and the F&M Hotel obviously is an easy way for someone to come explore it and understand it. And I will tell you, there are many times where people come stay with us and they like it so much that they say, you know, next year I think I'm going to rent that cottage for a week and bring my larger family, and that's going to be a better fit for us. We encourage that. We really do. We've had people buy property here and say, geez, I love this so much, I'm buying a place so I can come here and spend pretty much the whole summer, and that's how I want to do it, and invite my family in and all that. So we're here to really just try to be here to be a vehicle for some who want the easeability of staying with us, and it's great for them, to those who want to just come and expose themselves to two or three days and see what it's like.
And one of the things that Tom and I wanted to take, you know, this moment on the show to say to you and everybody involved is thank you so very much for allowing, you know, for the time for us to get together, for the interest in becoming a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper. But also, I'm very excited about the opportunity to have the Healthy Referral newspapers on the campus. That is a great joy for us because why? Well, because we know the kinds of energy that, you know, exists there. We know the kinds of people who are interested in being there, and these are all people who, you know, would greatly appreciate something like the Healthy Referral newspaper. So we just wanted to, again, personally say, you know, thank you for you and all of your efforts, because we know it's been a very busy time because you all have been getting ready for the season. So we appreciate, you know, you just allowing for the time to do this. So thank you very much.
And thank you, Marcia. I look forward to it. We'll do it again sometime. We look forward to having the Healthy Referral paper on the campus, as you said. And we hope that those here who may have not been exposed to Healthy Referral maybe pick up a copy and see the connection there. And it's all for the good of all of us, okay?
Absolutely. And one more time, if you can give the listeners the contact information, you know, the site, et cetera, and then we can let you go so you can get on with your busy schedule.
Okay. First of all, I'll give everyone the toll-free number here at the hotel. It is 1-800-821-1881. And the website, the easiest way to get to our website and see everything about Chautauqua as well as navigate your way to accommodations, you'll see everything about the F&M Hotel. But the easiest way to do that is www.ciweb.org. So that's ciweb.org. And if you go on there, it'll really immerse you in everything that is Chautauqua Institution, and you can even go on and take a look at the hotel. You'll see all of our specials and see information about us as well. And so we hope that your listenership and your readership will take an opportunity to come visit us this summer and see what we're about, okay?
Absolutely, Bruce. And you thank everybody for us, and I know that we'll be talking to you very soon.
Absolutely, Marcia. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Thank Bye-bye. You, Bruce. And we have been doing a wonderful interview today with Bruce Stanton, who is the general manager, and he helped me to say the name of the hotel correctly, and I'm going to do my best to practice that. The Athenaeum Hotel, and I am going to have to work on that because I've been saying it incorrectly for weeks, and the Chautauqua Institute, located in Chautauqua, New York, 130 years in the making, the way that I like to say it. And please do stop and take a moment and go in on the website so you can see what this beautiful interview has entailed today. You'll be able to see it all in picture and in print, and we would like to hear from you with your comments and thoughts as well. So please feel free to call the Healthy Referral Newspaper, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show at 216-533-2273. Once again, 216-533-2273. And the email address that you can send to, or one of them, is marciacm@yahoo.com, spelled out marciacm@yahoo.com. And, of course, our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. And as you heard Bruce Stanton and I speaking today about a number of things, and one of those, what I call a true blessing, is that they and we came together after many years of knowing about Chautauqua and the hotel, and finally coming together and being able to help them through what we're doing and them helping us to have the healthy referral and everything that's happening be able to be found out by more and more people. And when you think about during their season, 170,000 people approximately through there and 6,000 to 8,000 permanent residents, that is dynamic. And the bookstore alone that you heard me briefly mentioning, that my business partner Tom Katowski and I went into that day that we were spending the day at Chautauqua several weeks ago, the bookstore is amazing. It has everything that you would want. And then some. I mean, it's wall to wall. And we found out that they, the bookstore, get approximately 1,000 plus people through there a day during the season. So can you imagine? And I talked with one of the people in the bookstore, and she said it's just such an exciting time during that time, and it's a very high time. And so, they're so involved for those 9 straight weeks, which doesn't sound like a lot, but really it is when you break it down to, that's 2.5 months. And then she says when the high season has completed, it's sort of like, whoa. So, they're all at the bookstore kind of coming down and getting their feet back on the ground a little bit. So we also want to say a little bit more about the bookstore, because we have been in touch with the Chautauqua Institute, the bookstore there, and we are initiating some authors that we know to actually have their publications there or their music or whatever. So that's a very exciting opportunity as well. In addition, of course, the bookstore will have the Healthy Referral newspapers available for those who come through, of which the Bruce Stanton that we spoke to on our interview today, and the Athenaeum Hotel, of which he's the manager there that, you know, they are promoting through the healthy referral, again, because they feel that there's a lot of synchronicity going on with what each of us is about. So, all right. Well, we are going to move on. We have just a little bit of time left for the show. And one of the things that I do want to mention again is last week I was sharing a little bit about the different foods that you can incorporate into your daily eating and how different foods have different signatures. And what does that mean? What do signatures of foods mean? Well, what it means is that, an example, if you have, let's choose an avocado, for instance. An avocado's nutrients are very rich and very good for many things, many parts of our bodies. And let's step back a moment. Look at how the avocado is shaped. It's somewhat like a pear, or actually almost like a womb shape. And when you open the avocado, you see this big pit. And the research has shown that the nutrients in an avocado are extremely good for the reproductive system. And it takes 9 months from the time the seed is planted until the first fruit is developed and ripe. So it's very similar, or it's a signature of, you know, a food to the human body. And so women and men, because this isn't just about, you know, women's reproductive system, it's about our overall reproductive systems and how good, you know, avocados are for that. And another one is, let's pick another, tomato. If you look at the tomato and you slice it, and you look at it, you see all these chambers. And when you realize that that tomato that you're looking at, after you slit it right down the middle, and you look at it, it resembles the heart. So there you are. You have this tomato that when you slice it open, it looks just like your heart with all the ventricles and things like that. And one of the things that the nutrients in the tomato are very good for is, of course, the heart. And this goes on and on and on. The creative energy, whatever that is for someone, has produced everything that we need in order to live a very healthy life. One other one, and then I'm going to stop with this one, because this one has always intrigued me, mainly because of the look. And that is that if you have a walnut and you see how the shell of the walnut is convoluted, very much like the cranium of your head. If you take the nutcracker and you crack open the nut, I always jokingly say the nut, not your head, and you crack open the walnut, and within the walnut, and especially if you keep the nut meat inside all intact, you'll see a strong resemblance to your brain, including the piece that the stem that comes down from the back, and there's, of course, a name for that, but you know what I mean. And the nutrients in a walnut are what? Are extremely good for the brain. So there are no accidents. This is all a pre-planned way of doing things. That's why when we, who are made according to nature, tap into nature, stay in tune with nature, live our life according to nature, then we are much more balanced, healthier, happier beings. And on that note, it could be a very good suggestion to take a peek at what we are all doing on a daily basis and see how we may be able to improve our lives as far as spending more time in the Creator's energy, which means, you know, the sunshine and the water and the warmth and even, you know, even the snow and the wonderful things that come with nature, because nature is all of it, and we have a choice as to, you know, which aspects of it we want to experience and when, right? Okay, so that is a little of what I wanted to go over again this week, because I did get a number of calls the last time with just a few more questions about the signatures, because there is a lot of interest in that. And you can go online and you can pull up information. And I do want to say, as far as what I've been sharing about the foods, et cetera, we have been a part of the Forever Green organization or company out of Utah for a very long time. And what is Forever Green? Well, Forever Green is an amazing company that we have been with for over 10 years. They are all about doing good on the planet. They are particularly about helping people pay attention to getting certain things into their bodies, which help their mind and their spirit. So one of the things that is high on our list for you all to know about is the marine phytoplankton. The marine phytoplankton is something that was introduced to my business partner Tom and I over 20 years ago. And when it was, it made a huge impression. And you know that to this day, it is still with us and actually sort of came back around to us again some years ago. And Tom Harper, who is, he and his family, the owner of a magnificent sea farm in Victoria, Canada, is a part of the Forever Green organization. What took place was that Tom Harper was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer some years ago and was, you know, not going forward with, you know, chemo and all this type of thing. He wanted to wait and decide on what he wanted to do. And meanwhile, he continued to work on the sea farm. And while he worked on the sea farm, he got this intuitive message that said, if this marine phytoplankton is so great for the whales, the fish, and all of this, why wouldn't it be for you, and including the environment? I want to make sure I mention that. Why wouldn't it be for you? So he took that as an inner message to begin scooping out some of the plankton out of the tanks raw, a couple times a day, eating it and drinking down some water. He did it for a month, started to notice after a week or so that he wasn't having pain in his back the way he did before. So he just, you know, kept doing what he was doing. At the end of the month, he had tests done, and the tests showed some kind of a white sticky film that was showing up. When they took the scan, the physicians said, "We do not know what this is. We have to do a few more tests," which they did. They went back to Tom Harper and said, "We have no idea what's going on here, but everything is showing up benign." And Tom Harper is standing there, and Tom says, "The only thing I've been doing differently in my life has been eating the raw plankton out of my tank." And he continued to do that. He did not stop. He continued to do that. And after a couple more weeks, the 88 units of insulin that he was taking on a daily basis, he could no longer take because his blood sugar was balanced out. So it's a very, very wonderful, interesting thing. And we are in the middle of it. And we would love to be of help to you. In fact, right now, the marine phytoplankton is available in a very extraordinary way. This just came across our email today as to what they are offering in regards to the what's called frequency. The marine phytoplankton is the main ingredient. It is a liquid. So please give us a call, contact us so that we can be of help to have you know more about this. And our number is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. And I always like to say, of course, in our radio show or on our radio show and in our newspaper, we suggest you do your own research. We are not diagnosing or suggesting any particular thing. We offer information. So it is up to you to do your own research. We appreciate you so very much. We thank Bruce Stanton again, and we look forward to having you with us here on Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show next week, same time, same place. Be well and have an absolutely magnificent week.